Grace to you and resurrection peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God I would lay on your hearts today comes to us from Matthew chapter 28, verses 2 through 6. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." Dear friends in the risen Christ, fellow redeemed, there's an old saying, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Well, if ever there was something that sounded too good to be true, it was the good news that the angel brought to the women at Jesus' tomb on Easter Sunday. He is not here, for he has risen. Could it be true? Could it be that Jesus of Nazareth truly rose from the dead? If it is true, then everything he ever said is true as well. If it's true, then he really is the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in him, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever believes and lives and believes in him shall never die. In the quiet twilight of that first Easter morning, the women must have wondered, can it be true? Dare we believe? As you listen to this today in the quiet of your home or your car or on the sidewalk where you're walking, away from the in-person fellowship that we so deeply crave at this time of the church year, perhaps a small part of you is wondering the same thing. Can it be true? Dare I believe? Well, you don't have to take my word for it. This morning, God's word invites you to believe, to come to the garden grave, to witness the evidence of the empty tomb for yourself. Our theme for today, he is not here, for he has risen. Come, see the angel confirm it. Come, rejoice, your faith trusts it. Scripture doesn't reveal much to us about the inner workings and goings-on of the angelic realm, but I have to imagine that there must have been quite a clamor of hand-raising when God asked for a volunteer to go and open his son's empty tomb on Easter morning. What an honor and privilege to be the messenger chosen for such a monumental task. Matthew tells us that when the angel of the Lord rolled back the stone, it caused a great earthquake. You, of course, remember the last earthquake. It was only 2 days before, or 3 days according to the Jewish method of counting. On Good Friday, when Jesus cried out with a loud voice and gave up the ghost, Matthew tells us that the earth shook and the rocks were split. Yes, even creation lamented to behold its creator sacrificed for the sins of his beloved creatures. The earth had swallowed many corpses before, but never the remains of its own maker. It was the darkest day in world history. But now everything had changed. Now today things are new and different. He is not here, for he has risen. Yes, it was true. The ground that once shuddered in horror now quaked in confirmation of the angel's news. He has risen. As the stone rolled away from the empty tomb, not even the earth could resist adding its own drumming to the glorious jubilation. And what about the angel? He was content to sit comfortably on top of the stone, resting easily. Even his body language confirms Christ's victory over death. We can almost hear the angel chuckling to himself. Of course he's risen. He said he was going to. And has the Lord ever broken a promise? Has he ever failed to keep his every word? It's exactly as he said it would be. Come, see the place where he lay. It's empty. Yes, from the earthquake he caused, to the nonchalant way he sat, to the truth of his announcement, the angel confirmed it. Jesus rose from the dead. Truly he did. That one lucky angel was chosen to break the news by breaking open the empty tomb, and now, my dear friend, it's your turn. For you too have been chosen. Chosen to come, rejoice over, and trust in the good news of your Savior's resurrection. The Apostle John concludes his resurrection chapter with these words in John 20:30-31. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Bible has a lot to say on almost every topic imaginable. It has rules for godly living, it has guidance for happy relationships, it even has advice for healthy diets. But the core message of the entire scripture is this: He is risen. Jesus is the living Christ, the living Son of God. Believe it, trust it, rejoice over it. Because he is risen, you have life in his name. Because he is risen, you can trust beyond a shadow of a doubt that your sins are forgiven. Because he is risen, you can have full confidence that you too will one day rise from the dead, never to die again. Just as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20-22, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Rejoice, your God-given faith clings to this word, and trusts it unto everlasting life. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Good advice for most day-to-day living. But Easter Sunday is not most days. Easter is unlike any other day. Easter is a day when angels cause earthquakes and sit on stones and point to empty graves. Easter is a day when this Jesus has come to you fresh and alive again to make his home in your heart. Easter is not like most days. Today, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. We sing hymn number 206 in the Lutheran hymnal.
Jesus Christ, my sure defense, and my Savior ever liveth, knowing this my confidence, rest upon the hope it gives. Death be fraught, still with an anxious thought. Jesus, my Redeemer, lives. I too unto life shall waken. Endless joy my Savior gives, shall my courage then be shaken? Shall I fear, or could the head rise and leave his members dead? Nay, too closely am I bound unto him by hope forever. Strong hand the rock hath found, grasped it and will leave it never. Even death thou cannot part from its Lord the trusting heart. I am flesh and must return unto dust whence I am taken. But by faith I now discern that from death I shall awaken with my Savior to abide in his glory at his side. Glorified I shall anew with this flesh and be enshrouded. In this body I shall view God my Lord with eyes unclouded. In this flesh I then shall see Jesus Christ eternally. Then these eyes my Lord shall know, my Redeemer and my brother. In his love my soul shall glow, I myself and not another. Then the weakness I feel here shall forever disappear.